Track 44.
In 1964, were we more likely to have exciting predictions of the future than we have today? Ryan Ritchie thinks so, and explores the topic in his documentary, After the Fair, about the World's Fair in 1964 in New York. This fair was going to enable people to encounter computers and other technological and cultural trends face-to-face for the first time. It was to have had 70 million visitors, but in fact only 51 million made it in the 2 6-month seasons it was open. It was a vision of the future, so not everything would come to pass that was on show. For example, colonies on the moon and cities underwater. On the other hand, many visitors were to have the experience of asking a computer a question and getting an answer, something many of us do regularly now. There were also picture phones that were unlikely to appeal to visitors then because outward appearances were less important then than they are nowadays.